What are you just crying randomly for? I don't know. Like that's, I didn't.
It's not randomly though.
I feel like it's.
Do you
healthy.
Think that makes him less masculine or something?
Bro? I think that's a feminine trait. Really? Oh, wow. I don't think there's anything wrong with being in tune with your feelings.
So you think crying is a feminine trait?
Get to the money and slide, get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside, free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die, huh, yeah. Get to the money and slide, huh. Free all the bros inside, huh. Play with the bros, you die, huh, yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain, come get it. Taking the money, run with it. You did this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide, get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside, free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die, huh. Yeah,
I love hearing that, bro.
Hey, man,
audio visual going.
Everything so satisfying.
He said, "I got this."
Nigga, I'm locked in. Ready, bro? Y'all ready, man?
Yeah, dude.
I guess I ever be. Hey, man. Say, man. It's the Got 15 podcast coming back, man. Volume 4. Part who knows? You already know who's coming to y'all with y'all's Got 15 crew. But we have two special guests to my left. Go ahead and shout yourselves out.
My name is Sierra. You can follow me on Instagram at sierra.today.
My name's Kennedy. You can follow me on Instagram at Kennedy Elise.
Don't know the vibes, man. Make sure y'all go tap it with them. Show them some love. Send them some likes, some comments, man. You know, something make them feel good, man. And you know, if it's one thing I know, Chan, man, got the topics. What you got for us, brother?
Well, you know, yeah, Mike, he's really been coming through for us. Yeah, Mike's been coming through for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Mike,
he
got it for
bring
you, brother.
The energy, the conversation to
it.
Us today. I mean, he's been giving us some great do you agree, do you disagree questions.
Right.
So, you know, who knows what he got next?
I don't have a do you agree or disagree question, but I do have a simple question. When we was out there at the homecoming tailgate, it was one of the questions was asking. So this is a question. It's real simple. You know, I'm going to just ask the question, and we're going to go through, everybody answer, whatever. We're going to talk about it, right? So the question is, would you rather date somebody who is just like you or nothing like you?
Yeah, I'm a just like me. I mean,
so you think you're that guy, so you need somebody just...
I need somebody who is equally yoked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have nobody who doesn't match my energy, you know, in everything I'm on. So if you're not that kind of person, I don't think how it could really work.
Opposites attract, though.
That's what I've heard. Like, yeah. I've heard the opposite of this, you know, what I'm doing. But, I mean...
Like, you need a little bit of some of the same quality.
Come on. I got no slugging throat.
Anyway, but so you need some of the same qualities, but, like, you need somebody to, like, make you change your perspective at the end of the day. Banger. Like, you going to think how you think same way for the rest of your life because you, Mike, I got to get to this money, I got to do this. You need somebody to pull you away and put level you in the reality out, and think a little different. You might solve the problem 1+1. They might do 1-1. You know what I'm saying? And then add another one.
The same answer.
Same fucking shit. Right. And I think those aren't the same answers.
They're not.
But like, you need somebody to challenge you. Just to make you sit there and think about it. That's what you need. That's what you need.
I think there's different levels to like just like me. Like, I don't think anyone is completely like another person. So I prefer someone who is similar to me, but being exactly like me, I feel like that will cause conflict because, like you said, you need someone that's gonna challenge you a little bit.
Yeah.
So similar to you in what aspects, man?
I would say how I handle conflict.
How like, do you tend to handle conflict? Are you like to go quiet or no? Let's solve this right now.
We'll I handle it real good. I feel like I go at it. Like as soon as there's conflict, I'm on it. Okay. I attack it, I guess, but. I don't know. I feel like handling conflict the same way or in a way you guys both agree, because I can't be with someone that shuts down and, like, wants to go off and be by themselves. Like, that irritates me, so I can never get down with that. But same religious views, same view on love. Like, you want the same thing. Like, that's what I mean, like, similar to me.
Yeah.
And funny, like me.
I think I want somebody different. Like... I don't want anybody like me. Like, there's things about myself that I don't want to date somebody with those same qualities. And it's like, if you date somebody different than you, they can, like, equal the parts that you're missing, basically. You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand the kind of concept of, like, you know, like, the two puzzle pieces. Like, all right, like, what I'm missing, they supposed to bring. We're like, I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of unrealistic, bro. Like it's not realistic. You're not really supposed to look for something that you should be filling in yourself. by, you know, like that for somebody else to feel externally. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say there's something that in your life that you feel like you're not doing well or you could be doing better than. You're supposed to fix that in yourself, not necessarily rely on somebody else to kind of
fill it in,
fill that in for you.
Yeah.
You disagree?
I mean, yeah, but if you date somebody just like you, like, let's say you don't know how to express your emotions, you're going to go with somebody who don't know how to express their emotions either, and now it's just an emotionless relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would definitely agree with that, but thankfully, I don't necessarily fall super prey to that. I mean, like, I'm not, like, you know, the most in tune with my emotions, but I would say, like, I think I'm in the higher percentile of, like, emotionally intelligent, man.
How often, like, when's the last time you cried, bro? Be real.
It's a good one, Chan.
I don't know, but I mean, it was a year ago, maybe?
That's a long time,
a
bro.
A year?
That's not enough.
That's not enough, bro.
You just went from high percentile to the bottom. Because
yeah. I haven't cried?
You ain't cried in 365 days.
That is bad.
I mean, unless your life has just been that lit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, but like, I don't necessarily feel like you have to cry to be emotionally intelligent.
No. Have you been sad? Crying? You need to let it out.
I've been sad. Because,
like, you can also cry out of happiness. Just, like, think about where you were and where you are. Like, man, that shit crazy.
I ain't been that happy yet. I ain't that up yet, nigga. Like,
so when's the last time you guys cried?
I would say it had to be in, like, 60 days. Like, you know, I can't think of the moment of opportunity, but it's like,
hey,
you know.
This nigga's emotional, bro.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely with Chan on the 60 days.
Like,
shit,
like,
bro.
Come on. Like, you know, like, sometimes you gotta
so
be
you
like,
cry
fuck.
On a rolling 60 days, you think?
Nah.
Like, every 2 months, you're crying.
Every 120. Every 120, I'm gonna drop a tear.
It's really healthy, though.
And it's not like sobbing. You're not sitting there in the corner of your room just fucking curled up and shit. It's just like on some, like, damn. Like some shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Last time I cried, I seen this real. It was talking about, like, the mother's dying, and I had just got off the phone with my mom. That shit killed me, bro. I dropped a couple
TikTok
tears, bro.
Oh my!
The TikTok didn't make me cry. The TikTok didn't make me cry. It was the thought process after it. I thought about the shit after.
TikTok made you cry?
No.
Thought process.
I had scrolled about four videos.
It started from the TikTok.
It did start.
It influences his crying.
Like, the TikTok definitely made you cry.
No, it didn't.
But
it just
either way, he cried though. Like,
I did.
That's okay.
Unfortunately,
I didn't say it wasn't okay.
I mean, but like, I'm concerned about you though.
I'm not sure if I see Mike
check
as more emotionally
friends.
Intelligent than me because he cried.
See, that was never my point. That wasn't my point.
We're talking about being emotionally in tune though. Mm. Like, 365 days is crazy. I think, bro.
Why did you cry last time?
No tear.
Missed after a breakup.
That's real.
Oh, you cried?
That was last time I cried, yeah.
That's sweet.
I'm not gonna lie, I cried like last Saturday. I'm not gonna lie. I'm being vulnerable right now.
Oh, that's good.
My dog was with me. And she old though. Like, I looked at her, I'm like, damn, you gonna die one day. Like,
and you started crying?
Shit. I mean, I love my dog. Like, that's some real shit.
That's the only thing that gets me to cry.
I will say my dog is genuinely one of the things or people I actually love. Like, that's a sensation I feel for my dog. So I feel like
that's real.
Your dog's still alive, right?
Yeah, but like, she's old. Like, she got allergies. And
that question made it seem like you can't cry beforehand.
Yeah.
That's
niggas not that trouble.
I guess I didn't think that would evoke such a strong emotion just thinking about it.
I was having
to see now.
It will,
now,
bro.
Now I'm confused, bro, because you really started off saying you were in the upper percentile.
I think so.
Bro.
And now you are dropping.
I can't agree with that anymore,
because I don't
bro.
Cry.
Nigga said your dog's still
you don't
alive
even,
and you're crying about it.
It's not the fact that you don't cry. You didn't even feel the compassion for him to cry.
Yeah, but like, you can think about the thought. Like, he said his mom, he thought about his mom still alive, but he just thought, like, damn, like, losing my mom.
That's some real shit.
And sometimes, like, yes.
And it's like, you didn't even see that. Like, you didn't even recognize that, yo, that's a potential.
It's a wall right there.
You just saw, nigga, what are you crying for?
Yeah, I did see that.
See, yeah, nah, like, you're not.
If one of them three started crying over there, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
That's crazy.
Wow. What are you just crying randomly for? I don't know. Like,
it's not randomly, though.
I feel like it's
you
healthy.
You think that makes him less masculine or something?
Right? I think that's a feminine trait.
Really?
I don't,
wow. like
I don't think there's
cry.
Anything wrong
yeah,
with being in
Hold
tune
on
with
now.
Your feelings.
So you think crying is a feminine trait?
I think being overly emotional.
How's that overly emotional?
So, like,
though?
Just beyond crying or just...
In general, like, if you're just overly emotional, that's a feminine quality.
I think crying in front of people is a feminine trait.
Very
well,
true.
Well, have y'all ever met a dramatic man?
Yes.
Dramatic man.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is right there.
You think that's feminine?
Being dramatic? I think it's for girls, but I wouldn't say, like, oh,
No, you're a bitch.
Because you're drunk.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I might.
I think that's exactly how you
do it. And again, in the moment, I might be like, you're a bitch. But that's what I think dramatic men are, like, always in their feelings, always getting irritated by things, like, easily irritable.
So
like,
let's
that's
say
a
nigga started crying over some shit that you didn't think he should be crying over. You'd
dramatic.
Be like, nigga, you's a bitch.
No, I would call him dramatic.
No, he's a bitch.
Yeah. So they're not
the same word.
The reason really is the key of like why you're crying.
What's a good reason for a man to cry?
I think they both gave great reasons.
I'm
for
asking
a man
the
to
ladies
cry.
Here
the
today.
Dog.
I stand for my dog.
I see that.
I would feel like out of anger sometimes, like, you know, you get heated. That's not good, but like that's an acceptable reason for you to be crying in relationships.
Stressed about life.
Yeah. Stress. That's it, really.
That's it.
Yeah, I think about a year. I can't think of a time that I've cried in the last.
Have you ever seen your dad cry?
Good question.
I seen my dad cry once
in your whole life,
maybe once or twice.
I don't think I've ever seen my dad cry.
I seen him cry when his aunt died. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He cried like going. I think go to the funeral, but that's it for the most part.
Damn.
Can you think of a time where you avoided crying in the past year?
Yeah, of course. I'm on your ass. That's a great question, Chan.
That's a splendid question.
Okay, you're getting back up there.
you're coming to your senses.
So, I mean,
is that something you can speak about? Like, you know, why did
he
you?
Has to.
Why did,
I'm trying to think.
Despite the situation, why did you avoid or prevent yourself from crying?
I mean, let's say, like, when I feel myself becoming overwhelmed. No. I have cried in the last year. I have cried in the last year.
Trying to get his point.
Y'all want me to get real vulnerable?
Yes.
We only got two minutes. Okay. Talk to him.
So, I have two sisters, right?
Okay.
So, my older sister is like 13 years, you know, apart from me, right? So, we're not that super close, right?
Yeah.
So, we was having a deep conversation about, you know, why we weren't close. Mm-hmm. You know, what has kind of happened in our childhood that led to that?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that happened in that meantime that, like, probably could have been better handled if we were closer?
Yeah.
And maybe drop a tear, bro.
And that, I cried in that conversation.
That's good. Okay. That's real. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
That was probably about 3 months ago? A couple months ago?
So 90 days?
Like? four months ago. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So if you've seen a reel explaining that exact same situation, you don't think it would make you, like,
just
think about it at least?
I would scroll. Why?
Like I said, it wouldn't
if
be
I
the
feel
same.
Myself
you're avoiding your emotions.
Overwhelmed with emotion in a situation that doesn't call for
that's
it.
Not healthy.
I think sometimes you gotta let
say,
it go, though.
What are you doing?
That's repressing
your emotion.
I kind of like sulk in it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You got to sometimes.
I don't want to sulk in it. I mean, and that goes, I try to do that for anger, like, you know, super sadness like that. Like, I don't want to be too deep in either one of those emotions.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, you might need 30 seconds just to.
Yeah. Bro, you can always have a good bounce back game.
Y'all need to cry right now?
No.
If you could, that would be fine, too.
You need to be acting if you could cry on the spot.
I think what really happened, bro.
Think about my mom.
That experience from you, bro.
This nigga might just emotional. Nigga, I'm like,
nah, I mean, that's literally the
only. Anytime,
no,
like,
no, not if I think about her. If I think about her gone. If I think about her gone. Like, not if I'm like, yeah, because like, all right. And then especially, like, they be getting older. Like, damn. I'll be sick. I hope I don't die before my mom, but like I wouldn't mind.
You don't gotta be a sloppy cry though. It's like just avoid thinking about shit like that. Like
exactly, but sometimes it catches you, bro. Like the real, bro.
You can't avoid slipping,
bro.
Yeah.
That shit
it's
catches
gonna
happen.
You look straight up, nigga.
Blink about five times.
You lock the fuck in.
That just brings more tears.
Nah.
See, that's what I expect.
Then it's gonna build
y'all.
Up. Then it's gonna explode.
Nah, that's real though.
You're gonna be crying for hours.
I mean, I've cried a river before, like when the situation called for it.
Nah, you gotta lock in.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, have y'all ever cried in front of people though?
Yes.
Okay, no offense, but I knew y'all were gonna say yes.
I mean,
I feel like that's every girl's answer. Like y'all cry when y'all hang out sometimes. Like
y'all just like to cry.
Yeah, y'all.
You're right.
Y'all like
well,
y'all
she are likes
more.
To cry.
Y'all are more supportive of y'all crying in front of each other.
Yes.
So if your friends cry in front, you could be like,
"It
got to
be real."
Did you hear
serious.
Him? Have you been listening?
Not true. That's not true.
You would.
Don't even. What?
Nigga, stop being a hoe. Yeah.
That's so messed up. They're capping. They're capping, bro. They're capping.
What would you do?
If they were, if, like, let's say Chan and his girl broke up and Chan was really distraught, bro, I'd be right there for that.
You'd probably laugh.
I would not laugh, bro. I would not laugh.
Yes, you would.
I would not laugh.
You, like, turn around and be like,
no, because that's a real reason.
See, I feel like if
Chan tripped and fell and the nigga started fucking crying,
you would laugh?
I would laugh in his face.
And recording.
I would laugh very hard in his face. Kind of fucked up. Because that's like, bro, get up.
Get the fuck
up. You are a grown ass man.
But, like, what if my tears are letting you know, nigga, this shit hurts.
Like, really, unless
hurts.
The nigga, like, tore his ACL.
Like, if your leg is backwards, okay, you might be able to. But is still crying?
Bridge? Okay, all right.
I don't know. Me and my friends will cry for less, and we just, you know, pat each other on the back.
Yeah. Hell no.
The tears up.
It's like a shocker when they start crying. It's like, are you? And then you're like, okay.
Are you for real right now?
That's all. I mean, honestly, like, if he has some real shit going on where he all like, all right, bro, like, I'm just breaking down right now. I'm going to be a real nigga, be there. They've been there for me. For I've cried before in front of them.
You have. I just Holy about shit. That you might be in that top percentage, bro.
I cried bad. It was bad. It was bro.
Yeah. Was that the last time? You was off like 30 pounds of Crown Royal.
Last homecoming, we went on tour. Like we did
cried at every
school. We cried at every single homecoming.
What the fuck?
It was a different person every time.
I was at UGA. She was at what? Georgia Tech?
Yes.
Yeah, just having a good cry out.
All of my friends, everyone was just crying each homecoming. That's good.
No, it's not.
It was terrible.
I mean, y'all was bonding, embarrassing. Oh, y'all was crying in front of people.
Yes.
In front of the whole homecoming. Like.
Oh, wow. Y'all was drunk, upset type shit.
We wasn't even drunk.
We weren't that drunk, but it was just like, one of our friends was very drunk, but it was just like emotions hitting us all at once. So that build up, you know? Mm.
And so that's the explode you were referring
yes,
to.
Yes,
you had a recent incident. Is there anything that led to that explode?
Yes, it was a relationship I was in. It kind of something triggered me, and yeah,
it'd be like that.
We can get into triggers next episode, bro. I like triggers, bro. We ain't never really delve into triggers.
I like that.
Switch them down.
What we talking about?
Switch them down.
Crying. Hey man, make sure y'all look, bro. Men out here today, man. These women want modern men, right? Make sure y'all emotionally intelligent. Make sure y'all ain't scared to shed a tear. But also, don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
You don't need to be crying all the fucking time.
True.
Don't be dramatic. They don't like that shit.
That's right.
But don't be too nonchalant.
It's a fine line to walk. Learn that line, man. With that being said, it's been a Gotcha Team podcast.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you don't miss any of our videos.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show. Brr.